Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Monthly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Elias. How's it going, Elias?
Pretty good. Glad I can make it for this monthly occurrence.
Monthly episodes. I thought like weekly would be a good name, but now it's become like the running joke of the podcast because it is. I'm desperately trying to get episodes out weekly, but I digress. How are you doing? Thank you for coming on the show, first of all. I'm sure all our listeners will enjoy having you on. You know, I don't know if for those who don't know, Elias is just super awesome, and that's why he's on. But Elias also like you coached a little bit. Within like a lot of the people that were within our Discord and stuff, and you've done I think on your YouTube we still have that like replay you did, which I think was great. Was it of me? Was one of them like of me? Was it you like trashing me?
I don't even know anymore.
Did we do that? I'm pretty sure we did that
for a long time. And I've been doing well. Appreciate you asking. Yeah, I think definitely there is I think I reviewed one of your replays at one point. There's got to be one of Frank on there, I want to say. And then I think there's probably Chaos Maker and Too Much Space as well. I think might be the three on the channel. There might be a Smitzel von Krum and Tim Chew Barker throwback to the old Aussie days.
Yes, those guys are amazing. Yeah,
I don't even know. Yeah, I was doing the coaching pretty regularly with some members of the Discord for a bit. And then that died down.
Was it because of you, Elias?
Life just got so busy. There's no time. Yeah. I was actually, shout out to Too Much Space and Chaos Maker, working on trying to get something set up. But aligning three schedules is never easy, I think, is
no. What you realize. And the older you get, the less. You have less and less time for your own thing. That's what I actually have noticed in life. Sorry, I'm gonna just side tangent here. Like we're doing a special pre-show, but I suppose this is gonna be a free preview of what pre-show would be like. The usual pre-show, I feel like for us, is just like talking about like random topics. And now I've just thought of, if I do something like if I have something like planned once a week, then I can do it. But otherwise, you know, try to get like a plan into your already schedule. It's like, nah, that's not happening. Right.
Well, you get into your own schedule, right? And it's like, oh, but like, literally had this happen like last week. Going with some friends, they're like, oh, let's go play some tennis. I was like, but I could just have dinner. And then it's just like, oh, I want, yeah, no, this isn't going to happen tonight, guys. I'm sorry. I need to eat food. And,
have we become like less spontaneous though? Like, is it that if you were 5 years younger, you'd just like be like, yeah, sure, let's do it? Or was the reality that you had so much time, especially like in the university days, you had, like so much time to just be like, oh yeah, let's just do this because I literally have nothing to do. You know, I don't know.
I would argue like as you get older, you just need to sleep. Like as lame as it sounds, like
no, you're totally right.
When I was at school, I could sleep for like 4 hours. Like, think of yourself in like high school, especially as like, I'm sure a lot of the people in the Discord and around here can relate as gamers. Like, yeah, you can get a little bit of sleep, but like, as long as you're able to, you know, get some games in, finish homework, whatever, sleep a couple hours, you're going to be fine. Just get on the bus, drag your way through the day, and you're good to go. Once you get older, you start to realize that like, if you do that, you just are so tired.
And it's like one of those things where like I think when you're younger, and maybe just because your body adapts or whatever, you're kind of like, yeah, let me watch this full 12 episode anime like tonight and just go to sleep at 3 a.m on a Tuesday, all right, in January in grade 9, you know. So it's like,
oh, of course.
That was like completely normal behavior, and then now it's like, oh, why would I want to be like, this is the thing that happens when I think when you're lacking sleep. It's like, why would I want to just be miserable? Like, that's what it is. It's not, there's, I feel like stretching those hours just comes back to bite you with having like less fun or less enjoyment of your other hours.
Yep. Yep. I think you reach an age where like you start to realize that you start to really like notice that recurring theme and how often, how hard that can actually hit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you get into the schedule of following a proper sleep schedule and then noticing how much better you feel.
Yeah, making choice. I feel like making choices when you're older is more about, how would I put it?
Planning for the future, maybe?
No, making choices when you're older is it's less about actually making a choice in the moment. It's more about creating routines. Yeah. Your choice is the routines you create. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, but I like that. I think the way I think about it is almost like as you get older, you start to make decisions more with your future self in mind, as opposed to as a younger person, you're more thinking about like what can I do right now that I'm going to enjoy.
But I would argue. Yeah, I would argue though that like essentially like that's not a bad thing either, right? To be present, because that's what it is, right? That's why like the younger someone is, the more present in the moment they are naturally, I feel. Okay. In a lot of cases. So like I think it's one of those tough things. It's like, okay, you have to plan with this future and create these routines. But then also when you're doing the routine, you have to like wake up, you almost like shake yourself up and be like, like, I'm here now, like, let me just focus on this now. And I think that when you start doing that, like, life becomes a lot more fun.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. I like that. That's a great caveat in addition to it.
Because otherwise you're just sitting around and just, like, you're doing random stuff and you're like, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Speaking of random stuff sit around and do, like, how's Rocket League going?
Well, I like your transition, but we're gonna go into it. I appreciate that, Elias, for like everyone's better host than me now, so like I forgot how to be a host. I think that's actually authentic.
Oh no, you're the host with the most.
Oh my god, I don't know if you like, I was on a Hearthstone episode with the Gaming Together guys.
Yeah.
And like they like called me out. It's like, you've managed to not like be a guest on your show, and I think that's hilarious. I already said that in a previous episode. I just still think it's really funny, like the way I said it. They called me out, but it's not false. But what I was going to say is that with our little this is actually a pre-show exclusive, right, that we're going to put on the main show, just so you got a feel for it. I like to also thank our patrons while we're at it.
Holy, look at him go.
You see that transition? You see the transition?
The master of work.
I don't know. I'm something. I'm definitely a piece of work, I guess. But with that in mind, I like to thank Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Alrook, Young Slug, and PK. How do you feel out of 10 on the Rook this week? How do you feel about it?
I think that one was definitely it was a 10 on the expermental side of things. Overall,
zero in execution.
Overall review. We're still waiting on the review on that one. We're still waiting on the numbers, but the forecast is looking middle of the board on that one. But shout out to
Elias. I love it because I think this is, I don't know if it's like, because we've done a couple of these episodes together now, right? I feel like you've gotten more and more comfortable with the idea of podcasting. I don't know if that's a fair statement. I don't know, you're on Tom's show and stuff, right? And
yeah, I've chatted with Tom before too.
But it's like, I think you're a clever person in general, but I think the difference is that on podcasts, I feel like your clever side's coming out more. I don't know if that's a fair assessment.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think I've definitely gotten more comfortable just between talking with people on, well, talking to Tom with his podcast. I think I've had two episodes and maybe one episode that didn't even air. Maybe I've had one, I don't even know. And then being on this podcast from time to time, and then actually with my work, I'm like giving presentations and stuff. So just like, I'm getting more and more comfortable just talking to people, and accepting that I have things to say sometimes.
There you
Rarely,
go.
Maybe, you know, what value, Stu, who knows?
Listen, people have listened to me for thousands of hours, so I don't think you have to worry about value.
I'm one of them.
There's a lot of non-value state. There's a lot of, I feel like there is value, but I feel like the value you have to pick and choose from a podcast, right? But like, out of a podcast, that's what we'll say, minimum 45 minutes, you only get like maybe two minutes of wisdom sometimes, you know, from me. So so it can definitely it definitely depends. No, I'm being self-deprecating here. What I would like to say is that we can definitely get into the rock. Like, actually, there is a concept I wanted us to talk about a little bit this week.
Sure.
And I don't know if this is real or fake, but this is just me going through Instagram, and it felt like inspiration or whatever to actually talk about this topic. It's kind of the idea of like focus, and I've not checked this out at all, but I'm just running with it because I think it's great for a topic. But it's this idea that if you get distracted from something, it takes you like 23 minutes to regain the same amount of focus that you had on it before. Are you with me? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, okay, I'll let you react to that, and then I'll relate to Rocket League after.
Yeah, like I think that's definitely true, and I've experienced that, especially like it just makes me think of at school, or I mean even at work, like you get distracted looking at a couple Instagram reels and suddenly like focus is out the window. And I can definitely, I don't know what to add to that, but I can definitely relate. And that sounds, I don't know if the numbers are right on, but the concept definitely seems to have validity. How are you applying that to Rocket League?
How am I applying it? Well, glad you asked. I want to apply it kind of in the sense that I feel like as you're growing up, I feel like this concept of like getting distracted, like as soon as someone like tells you something outside of a game, you're already focused on that thing, right? And this has to do at least with like, you know, we have a couple listeners that are parents, right? Are you okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wasn't going crazy. I just called the lies out when I should have just kept the show going. But no, like one of these comps is essentially when you have like parents and children, and it's like, I think it's one of those things where, you know, when someone has less time, when they have a family or whatever other reasons, I think they don't even get like the same quality practice. And when they're actually like ranking up, they don't get the same quality of performance from themselves just because there is something that they require to have on their mind, right? Like they don't have the luxury of completely tuning everything else out. And I just think that's an interesting kind of idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like, I mean, that even goes into if you're trying to do anything, but especially like if you're trying to do something in Rocket League, since this is a Rocket League podcast, and you have like other things on your mind that you need to be working on, like it's really hard to create that focus. Like whether that's as mundane as like, oh, I needed to like empty the dishwasher or like put something in the washing machine, like getting any kind of mundane tasks out of the way beforehand just kind of like frees your mind. Like I don't know if you ever do things kind of like as a distraction from something else that you kind of have to do. You're like, I'll take a second, I'll do this. Like, I'll take a quick break, like play a game or two of Rocket League. And then I'll get back to like doing chores.
If you see my house clean, there's some other tasks that I'm avoiding. And all of a sudden I have the urge to clean everything, you know, that's usually my go-to.
That's so funny. But I find like, if you do, let's say you're playing a game of Rocket League, trying to like procrastinate from doing, I don't know, working on a paper or something. I find like the quality of those games you're going to play or that time you're going to spend in the game is going to just be instantly worse. Because in the back of your mind, you're thinking like, oh yeah, but I have to work on that. Okay. We're going to say essay here. I don't know when the last time I wrote an essay was, but. Hopefully never
for the
again.
Sake of this argument.
For the sake of this argument, like because it's in the back of your mind versus if you just finished working on that, which that's not the most mundane of tasks. That can take a lot of time to do properly. But if you go and you play those same two games or three games, whatever, your break, as a reward after finishing it, like, you're going to, the games feel better.
Because it's not, you're actually going to have a healthier, yeah, you're actually going to be focused as you're playing. Wow, that's, I think that's a great way to put it. It's, man, okay, let me digest that for a second. So,
yep.
It's one of those things where you're using kind of the game as an escape mechanism a little bit, right?
Yep.
But ultimately, what you're telling me here, all right, is that even though you're using the game as an escape mechanism, the fact is, if you actually trained yourself properly, you'd use it as a reward, essentially, from all this, right?
That would probably be the best way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that you're using escape mechanism means the games that you actually play are less rewarding. So I guess, okay, I think I just reset everything you said, but
less rewarding, or like sometimes just like performance is lower, I would say, because like, even if that, once again, we're going to stick with the analogy of an essay, but if that essay is on your mind, then if it's on your mind at all, like let's say it's only taking up 10%, that's 10% that you're not focusing on the task at hand, or the procrastinatory task at hand. Procrastinatory may or may not be a word, but I've decided that it is.
I don't think it is, but keep going. Yes,
it is today. It sounded like a word. Anyway, I digress. The performance can be increased in that kind of way, I think. I think we've kind of gotten off.
And enjoyment too, right? Like, I think that's another thing, right? Is that you focus on something else, you're not going to enjoy the thing that you're currently doing, right? So.
Oh, of course. I think enjoyment is even like the biggest focus there, because especially, unless you're in our, as far as our Discord goes, unless you're messy, and even there, it depends. Like, the game pretty much is there for enjoyment. Like, you're not, there's not going to be like a monetary or like professional goal to find with it. So if you're not getting enjoyment, then I would raise the question, like, what are you doing it for? Which I don't know if that got really deep, but.
Well, that's also a question, right? And I don't think I have enough time in my hands to get to that existential question. Like, no, I think I've talked about this on shows before. It's like, I felt like that was a way more common question before, because you had enough time to not be doing anything, and you're like, I'm just wasting my time doing this, right?
What do you mean?
Like,
by you could
actually, like there was actually no responsibility, like
as
to
a
me, any game
high school student before
kind high of
like
school
earlier
or
in life.
I would even go university, honestly. Yeah. I'd take it that far, but where it's like, oh, this is the thing that, you kind of get to the point where like you're playing so much, like, this is no longer rewarding to me, and I don't have like some, like, you know, goal of becoming the best ever or whatever, right? So you can't even argue it from that perspective.
Yeah,
that like, oh, I'm actually like, I have that focus of it on my mind. I guess it's just kind of that where, oh my goodness, I'm getting lost in thought. This is why I don't record on Sunday nights. I think, okay, remind me where we were, Elias. My brain needs to catch up to what my mouth is saying here.
All good.
What were we talking about just a second ago? This is the worst podcasting. I would have feared this. If this was like the first year of podcasting and did something like this, I'd be like, we have the worst show ever of all time.
It's okay. We can. This one's on me. But essentially what I said is just like, I think it's important to kind of know why you're playing and what you're doing it for.
Yes, yes. Okay. That's what we're talking about. I was just saying that essentially like now you have so many other things that like I never get to that upper limit of having enough time to play to, or even having like the focus or drive to play to get those existential questions. So that was my whole point.
Yep. That's reasonable. And what brings it, like, which, I just find things have been getting really busy lately. And as a result, I've had to think a lot about that kind of thing. And like, okay, well, if I'm going to take some of my time and spend a game. Like, what am I doing it for? What am I playing? Why am I playing it? Who am I playing it with? Like, that's a lot of questions that can come up there.
And what are your answers, Elias?
Oh, I mean, how long do we have?
We have a podcast, so as long as you want, I guess.
But at least for me, I think that's ended up being that, at least on the Rocket League side of things, like I've where I used to maybe spend a lot of time in training, spend a lot of time trying to play a lot of ranked games and just get up, like get my rank as high as possible. Now it's more of a focus on I'll jump in and just jump straight into comp, play some games, and just see what happens, right? Like, just shoot the crap, so to say. And, you know, if I win some games, I lose some games, I pull some stuff. I think it's a similar, or like whatever happens, I'm just playing to have some fun. Not really attached to a rank and just doing my thing. And that forces to have the kind of acceptance that, like, okay, well, I'm not going to be as consistent as I was when I was training a lot. And may not hit ranks that might be there, but kind of an acceptance of like, oh, this is just going to be fun for its own reasons, you know, like just doing the thing. Which is an interesting.
You found nirvana, I guess.
I don't know about that. It sounds real nice right now, but you run into the wrong teammate and that turns really quickly. So.
So what I think, like, for the purpose of this podcast, then what do you want that you know, our listeners to take away from our, like, talking about this existentially?
Your homework for this week. Should you choose to accept
already?
It?
Whoa!
We start essays, homeworks. This is the worst podcast ever.
I'm just surprised that you're saying homework. I'm just surprised that thing is a catchphrase, like the way you said it. I'm like, this is actually the catchphrase.
That's the way you say it. That is the catchphrase. When our guest Zero comes on, that's the way he presents it.
Listen here.
there's another one.
There's another one? Do you know another one?
Hey, listen.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, yeah, but See, the problem with that particular one is that it's just a straight off like ripoff of Day 9, right?
Okay.
Like it's me. Okay, it's me. I once started using it because I heard Day 9 use it, and then I'm like, that's really funny, and so I started using it, and then but now it's just a thing that's associated with me, but I feel like it's disingenuous, right? I guess that's my point.
That's fair. In terms of the main goal, I would just say, like, your homework for the week, just think about, like, okay, well, if I'm playing some games, I'm playing Rocket League, like, why am I doing that and what am I getting out of it?
And then tell us in the Discord.
Discord.
Good community podcast host building things. Tell us about it.
Small thing. Don't need to spend too much time, but just think about it, because I think that's something that I never thought about for a long time. And I don't think it's life changing to find an answer, but it is interesting to get the direction.
Wow. Look at that. If we can actually, like, really, like, bring this back for a second here, and talking about focus, because I think that's where we got on this topic. I think that's another thing that, like, when you think about the highest level, like, esports players in the game, right? That's probably, like, a big difference, the ability to just concentrate for the length of time of, we'll say, a set of seven games, right? It's so funny because it's not actually, like, your ability to necessarily do all these mechanics at a particular time, but it's his ability to not stop thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's not even not stop thinking, it's not stop concentrating, right? And to relate it even further back, that's right. All right. We got a loop in this one. It's also being present in the moment, right? You have to be fully concentrating, fully present. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but where you, like, take a step back and you're like, oh, I'm playing really good. Or you have, like, some profound thought that's, like, unrelated kind of to what you're playing. And then you just immediately start to play bad. I don't know if that's ever happened to you when you've been playing some Rocket League.
That would require playing good in the first place. But Yeah, that definitely happens. Like that definitely happens, and I think it's like you get into a flow state of kind of reading the game, and you can get to a point where like you feel like you can see the Matrix, but as soon as you break that fourth
you notice
wall
that you
and
see
realize
the
that
Matrix.
You can see the Matrix, the Matrix just dissolves away. Yeah,
aren't our brains funny though?
And the rest of your gaming. Trying to find that Matrix again.
chase that high.
Maybe one day when once you're back in the depths of Plat, you find it again.
I suppose the whole point to this is like just imagine being like a player at the highest level and like literally your only goal is to just like only focus on one, like whatever's happening you have to focus on one thing. But yeah. Like this and let's relate this actually to like, you know, how you have like the coaches involved now in those 1 minute breaks, right? I think like why we see some teams not do that 1 minute break is if they, even if they lost the game, if they feel like they're still in the flow state, they just want to keep it going. Because being distracted for a minute and like thinking about something else might act like if they don't stay literally in the game, then they won't play as well, right? Like you see this with sports as well. Like you watch soccer and like if there's ever a break in the game or like, you know, some player gets injured and everyone's just kind of standing around, like from a professional's point of view, your whole battle at that point is to make sure that you're still thinking about the game. You haven't thought about what you're getting on a grocery list, and all those things, right? Like for me, a big one's like feet. For me, big ones like FIFA sometimes, if I'm playing, like I'll play like the draft mode or whatever, and they'll be like, you have to win 4 games to get like a better pack or whatever. But if I'm ever like winning a game like 4-5-0, I'm already thinking of the next game, like what I'm gonna do, and that usually is like the precursor to my downfall.
Oh,
which is also
FIFA,
the emo
that,
band
that's me and
that I'm starting.
I play ones. I literally had it happen. No, had it happen earlier to me in a game of twos. And we were up 4-0. It was great. Just like absolutely connected. And then I just started like feeling good, doing whatever. Suddenly, like I blinked my eyes and suddenly it's 4-4. And then little do you know, we lose in overtime, like 6-5. It was, yeah, that's not just a FIFA thing, but sorry, I cut you off.
Well, I feel like it's a general video games thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it definitely is. And I think the point you bring up with professional coaches and like the 1 minute like timeout break is really interesting because it becomes a mind game on its own. That I know Messi's talked about this multiple times before, but there's a lot of strategy that goes into, okay, well, if both teams were kind of in their own kind of zone and in the vibe, then if you lose, is it more beneficial for you to take that break and potentially take your team, your players out of the zone in order to have them be able to maybe re-strategize and adjust, or to let them keep playing? The caveat being, if you just keep playing, then the opponents that just won their game are still in their zone, versus if you take that minute, that's going to let the opponents also potentially kind of lose their mojo.
Well, that's conventional wisdom, right? Like that's what like volleyball, basketball, like that's what timeouts are used for conventionally, right?
Yeah.
Is like they have momentum, right? They are in the zone. Everything is clicking for them. You want to break that rhythm, because like, and you know, those are more momentum based games. While in Rocket League, it's like you can think of every 5 minute game almost like a set, right? So you don't really have a chance to swing momentum in a game, but taking that one break can definitely get another team out of balance, out of whack. So, but I mean, I suppose like you have to be a certain kind of monster to be like, oh, we're just warming up, so like let's just go right into the next one.
And fine, we'll have them in the next one.
They've already peaked, and we're just about to, you know, reverse sweep them. Like that's a certain kind of animal, I guess you got to be.
That's an interesting thing to talk about for focus, and I think it's also interesting just to think of focus, but also through the lens of like different games and different like aspects. And like part of it with Rocket League is like you've got a 5 minute game, you've got to be unlocked for 5 minutes and everything happens really quickly, versus maybe a game like League of Legends, CSGO, StarCraft, any of those where like there might be some downtime here and there where you can recoup your thoughts, maybe less StarCraft. But at least, at the very least, in a game of the league, as you're walking back into the lane or something. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll just finish my thought and then let you talk about StarCraft. But like as you're walking in the lane, you have time to just, okay, wait, recoup, where's the game at? What's going on? Reset. That doesn't Rocket, that doesn't exist in Rocket League.
Oh, is that
That's it. Yes. That doesn't exist in Rocket League, and I'll let you carry on.
Talk about StarCraft. I think in League, like especially, like that naturally totally makes sense to me. I just wonder. In StarCraft, it's probably one of those things because, like, I think the difference between all those games and Rocket League is that you're judged not just on your. Like those games have more times for you to be able to make more mistakes and still be able to win the game, right? While you don't have that luxury. I mean, maybe this is one of those things that, like, with StarCraft 2 specifically that people, like didn't like about the game is that fights were kind of, like, one fight decided the game, right? Like, that was probably one of the biggest drawbacks is, like, and like, that's kind of League, right? Like, how League is made sometimes, right? Where it's, like, oh, a lot of build-up and then one fight decides it, right? Although I think in League it's actually a little bit better. But in StarCraft 2, that was the biggest problem. Is like, essentially, you could do a lot of the early game and late game properly completely, and then one fight decides it, right? In Rocket League, you don't really have the downtime to really build up to that crescendo, right? For better or worse. And I think, and then, you know, this goes into, you know, Rocket League being more reactive and just kind of playing on instinct, right? And not really a focused tactical or strategy kind of gameplay throughout because you don't have that luxury, right? It's just different style of game, I guess, right? But I mean, this is why StarCraft 1 was so popular, or like people like that game's design more, is because you'd have multiple fights, right? So you'd have these continuing engagements, so you have more chances to show your skill, as opposed to like, oh, you made one mistake and that's it, right?
Interesting. I don't know. And I guess you could have differences between the StarCrafts. What did they change? Not to go too deep into it, but what did they change between the two?
Oh, I mean, more than one. It's like StarCraft 15 one. Years later, but it's a different engine 15 years later. But I would suppose it's the damage per second, right? Is probably the biggest thing. So units in StarCraft 2 would just kill stuff, and the units would have less health and they just die faster. Gotcha. It's probably that. Not to give Psyonix any ideas, but cars having like not getting demoed the first time, they have like resistant meters and then it goes down over time.
Shields.
Just saying. Actually, that'd be terrible. Like it would be amazing, but like it wouldn't be Rocket League. Like it'd start looking like every other esport game, which is kind of not what we want to do. But then if I look at that analogy, like, and compare basketball to soccer, for instance, right? Like that's the same idea, right? Basketball is like, oh, there's way more baskets being like, you know, points on the board, so you're have way more chances to show your overall skill and quote unquote, right? When soccer, it's like sometimes a save or a missed shot is the difference between winning and losing, right? So it kind of like from a viewer standpoint, it's what you like more, but I think from the actual game standpoint, it kind of gives you different feels. In Rocket League, like I could be down 2 or 3 with a minute left, and if I can get that one goal back, there's a high chance I can get another goal, right? I suppose like momentum shifts within the 5 minute round are pretty quick. Do you ever feel like, because I think with Rocket League, just how short those games are, I don't know if I ever feel like there's a chance to actually do a big momentum shift, right? Like maybe there's one, maybe especially
on the game.
Yeah, okay.
Like I think it definitely can happen. And I think it does happen fairly often. For some reason, it always seems to happen where I'm ahead and then I lose. But it does definitely happen.
Now that you thought that.
must be something I'm doing wrong. No, it must be my teammates. But all that to say, like, I think there still is a time because every single touch on the ball is an opportunity for someone to make a mistake. At the same time, and the field is small enough that you can get a goal from anywhere. Theoretically, like a goal can sometimes come out of nowhere. But I think that's part of the difference between like a basketball and a soccer is like basketball, the court's so small And like a shot on net is so, or a shot on at the basket can kind of come out at any time. Whereas like soccer, you really have to build that. And with 11 people on the field, there's a lot more in the way of creating that. So I think it's like different format.
So, and then if you look at Rocket League, the fact there's three cars seems like a lot, but the reality is at any point you can just hit the ball like with some velocity towards that you can score, right?
Yeah, you think like look at what people are doing these days, like with sidewall psychos and backwall psychos. Like suddenly the ball's flying at your own net and you're not even like, you have the ball flying towards the opponent's net, and like if that's not even safe, someone can suddenly rocket something into your net. I mean, that's a very specific scenario, but like with the level of mechanics, like people can do some crazy stuff and you can have a turnaround and a counterattack happen so quickly. Like, I think that is something that happens often in like hockey, which is the game that's most compared to Rocket League.
No, I disagree. Right? We're not having this debate again. Okay. I'm kidding.
That's okay, because I don't enough about the sport, but in hockey, there are a lot of changes in there can be a change in momentum, right? That might be a time thing, it might be a format and court size.
If you're on the they play 2 minutes too, right? So like from like, because they get on the ice 2 minutes and then they get off, right? So they just sprint for 2 minutes, they go all out, use all their energy, then like get off the ice, right? So yeah.
I get on, use all my boost and get off.
And then you do a cycle. It's just the same.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, that's interesting. I guess to add this is, this is another topic that I think in the last week or two has brought to my attention, how essentially in pro level play, the reason the game sometimes slows down is just because you have to respect everything the pro could possibly do. But it kind of feels if we actually made the arenas bigger, would that make for more interesting matches, or do you think that's just objectively not true?
I don't. It's hard to say without seeing it. I think that odds are in development. Psyonix, Epic have probably played around with larger field sizes and larger team sizes and different boost amounts and all that stuff. And like, they found that this is what works best. I think
it's a lot of,
pardon me.
I was going to say that's a lot of praise. You're throwing Psyonix's way here.
It is.
And I appreciate that because I'm tired of this negative,
propaganda. I have my own negative things to say as well. But I think like at the end of the day, like they've developed it. They've had the opportunity to play around with that. I don't see what value adding any extra numbers would bring. And like, to be honest, if you play with three people with the current map, like, you already, I feel like there's a lot of downtime where you just kind of can't touch the ball and are playing in the back. If you were to add any more space, I'm not convinced that adds more depth. And if you add more people, then suddenly like defense is already so good right now. Like, what's that fourth person going to do? Like if I picture that,
I don't want more people because I want to have more influence on my games, not less.
yeah, exactly.
Then you run into the Overwatch problem where it's like, I can do my job perfectly, but I only impact the game like 10%. My actions are 10% of the results. So I can either help my team, I can go plus 10, minus 10 on helping my team. But I could be at my plus 10 for my team every game and still lose, you know? So
yeah,
I don't like getting to like, I mean, that's the analogy, like I would say with League, right? Like I like the fact you can hard carry in League because it means you can actually be the, like, especially in ranked, at least from that perspective, maybe not from a pro perspective, but
I think, I think part of the thing with League as well is that when you play a game of League, like you've got five different people on the team. All five have different abilities and different roles. And if one person doesn't do their job, like if both teams are evenly matched, like you can't really account for that and like cover for them. Rocket League, all the cars do the same thing, but like if someone's kind of behind, like you can look after them. You can rotate differently to cover for them. You can look after that. That's not always going to work, and like you may lose the game because of it. But there's an expectation when you go into a game of League that like if you play well, or like if you're playing League, you're roughly going to have like 30% of games that are just lost. Like your teammate's going to throw it. 30% of games that are just won. Like your team's just better. You've got a teammate that's really going to do really well. It just doesn't really matter what you do, you win. And then there's maybe 40% where like you're the one that makes the difference.
And that's nice.
And you just kind of have to accept that if that's a game that you want to play, which it has been a game I've been playing a lot lately. So just kind of had to accept that. But
what is it in Rocket League then?
I don't know. It's hard to say. In ones, it's 100% on you. But
I think you're required to play well in Rocket League, because if you don't, your teammates will get mad at you and they'll play worse. So it's not even if you do the things that teammates expect you to do, you're more likely to win the game, right? You don't have to necessarily carry a game, or you don't have to carry any games. You just have to be able to do the things your teammates expect you to do. And the needed things, like the needed saves or the needed shot that's on an empty net, you have to be able to do those things. And it's like, it sounds so simple, but I feel like, yeah, if your play is consistent and good, you will win games. It's that simple. I think one of the tough things is maybe the speed of the game. That's probably the weirdest thing, right? Unlike other games, I think the speed at which you are rotating or doing certain things in Rocket League can vary so much like from game to game, which means the right thing to do can be different per game to game. And you can't actually, like, how you're thinking about your teammates and how you're thinking about your opponents has to change from game to game more than other games, right? You can't just do your thing as much.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. Or you do your thing and you hope everyone else adjusts.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the time you have to, like, unless you are, like, way better than the lobby, just trying to do your thing is really dangerous. And it is usually, you can get a lot more from having that awareness to look around, see where teammates are, and make your decisions based on them. Because if you try to do your thing, like if you try to just take the game in your hands and do your own triple flip reset and put the ball in the net and say, you know what, I'm going to superhero mode this, your teammate might just think you're making a pass and then bump you out of the way. So you might as well, if your teammate's going to jump to get thinking it's a pass, you might as well just like throw it up to him and then be there behind him if you need to be, you know?
Do you think then, like, I think sometimes, like, I'll go into game, like, I feel like if you were to see my, like, play style, it, like, over the last 2 weeks, for instance, right?
Yep.
I feel like you could go through all my games and be like, this is not the same. I probably make the same mistakes, but, like, there's certain games I go into and I'm like, I'm just going to, like, chill out, react, and then, like, go obviously move fast to the ball, but just, like, be a little more reactive, right? And there's other games I'm going and I'm like, see ball, hit ball, right? Yep. So, like, what is the true me? what am I actually like as a Rocket League player? And two, why do both of them work sometimes and both of them not work sometimes?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe you know what it is. I think when you're going slow and you're kind of like a little more reactive, just kind of like being a little more adaptive to your teammates, you feel like you have less control of the game. Right. So it's not that you have control over the fact that you're going to be a little safer. You're going to cover a lot of your teammates' mistakes, but actually like winning the game is less up to you. Right. You don't really you're a little less active in making decisions that lead to victory. So that can still be good. It just sometimes like that results in more 0-0 games, maybe, right? That are more knife edge games because you're filling a lot of holes, but you're not actually putting pressure on the other team, right? Or something like that.
Maybe. I would say like one of the things with the Rocket League is like if the opponent can't score, the opponent can't win. So if you can play that defense,
yes, but are you patient enough for 5 minutes to be at 0-0 and then risk it in overtime?
That is
and that's
question.
That's really the question. That is literally the question, right? And I think that's why like when people watch you play and like when our game nights and stuff, like you're saying yes, I can. I will keep covering my teammates' mistake. I'll go into 7 minute overtimes and I'll keep covering my teammates' mistakes and we'll eventually find a hole.
Yes and no. Part of it is the patience to do that, but part of it, like, that's not to say, like, just because you're playing for your teammates that you're never gonna try to take a shot, never gonna try to put it in the goal. Like, there's an adjustment to look at where people are and kind of read the room. But there is a difference between, like, okay, the ball goes up the wall and you have an opportunity. There's a difference between spending 80 boost to try to get a huge slow air dribble into flip reset double tap versus okay, go off the wall, take a shot or bounce it off the air off the back wall for my teammate, use 20 boost on that land and be in a position to stop the next shot.
Yeah.
You can create, you can still create offensive opportunities and create chances for your team to come through and create that winning goal and get that lead without committing all of your resources, whether that resource is boost, whether that resource is your momentum, or whether that resource is yourself as a player, or like the players on your team, right? There's ways that you can create opportunities without overspending your resources, I guess. That's how I look at it.
That's a great point. And then I guess like to look at the other side of that, the ability to kind of just be a little more like when you were going in, you're like, I will decide this game, right? When you go in with that mentality and you're a little more active, you're using all that boost, you're chasing after everything. I think your goal is to create chaos.
Yep.
So it's not that either of them are necessarily right or wrong. It will depend a lot on how your teammates, and like I think you notice it pretty quickly when your teammates don't adjust to it, or there's two or three people that decide to do this and then it's gone horribly wrong. But I think it's like what, you know, to use the art of war. Like one is essentially saying I will be like the stoic, like calm presence, and I'm just, you know, like when you're just being reactive and adaptive, and I'm just gonna wait for everything to kind of come at me, and I'm gonna react, and I'm just gonna keep us alive and just keep that going and just keep, you know, absorbing pressure by myself, right? And the big thing you're fighting is the creep in your mind that like, oh, my teammates are gonna make a mistake and that's why we're gonna lose. And then because you're thinking of that, you're not in the present moment, so you're not actually, you're gonna become less consistent, and then you're the one who's gonna make the mistake. But from the other side, it's I'm not adapted at all. My teammate has to follow me and has to be willing to adapt to me in order for this to be successful. But if I am playing well, I could actually carry a game, right? And I'm going to create more chaos, right? I'll probably go for more demos. I'll probably go for more things that are unexpected. I'll probably turn quicker, right? I'll probably be a little faster to certain 50s, or I might beat a 50 from time to time because I'm so thinking of like just get to the ball first. And especially if I have the mechanics, like I'm able to influence the game. And so even though I might be horribly out of position, I'm actually causing my team to lose. When we do score, or when things do happen, it's up to me. So you feel good about it. So you have that going for you, you know? So, and you probably build in confidence. So that's probably the nice thing about that version. If you're winning and you're doing all those things, you're like, oh, I must be so good. But really it's your team is adapting you. But the fact that you're building confidence and the fact that you're doing all those things is enabling your success. So it's the point of my whole rant here is that it seems like there is reasons why both of these will work, and the reasons they don't work It's because of your teammates. Anyway, I thought that was funny. No, the reason it doesn't work is because of the fact that, let's take that example actually. When you're the adaptive reactive type, but your teammates also are trying to be the reactive adaptive type, then you have a lot of passive people who are all going like, you go first, and that's terrible. So maybe it's one of those things. It's like you just have to be the play style that your teammates aren't.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. Part of the name, right? Yeah. Adaptive, reactive. Like if it's your ball to go for the ball. So, if it's not your ball, you don't go. Like, right?
So maybe the true adaptive reactive is if your teammates are super like passive and adaptive reactive. The real adaptive reactive person would then become the person who just ball chases.
Well, not necessarily. Because we saw the teammates aren't chasing. There's a difference. You can be clear about when you're going for the ball and when you're not. And still like take your opportunities to go for an attack, but you can do that in a smart way that puts pressure while also prioritizing a recovery and a clear rotation. Or you can do that in a chaotic way that may be harder to read for both your opponents and your teammates, but may like put the ball right in the net, but may be very high risk, high reward. An example of that would be, once again, going into some kind of mechanical play that uses a lot of boost and leaves you with stuck in the opponent's net. Like, you could go for that double flip reset and it could go in and it could be a beautiful clip that you can send in the highlights channel on the Discord. And we'd love to see it. But if you miss that, you might be stuck in the opponent's net and suddenly your teammate's stuck in a 1v2 or 2v3. Depending on your mode, and you've now contributed to that, right? It's a high risk. The reward is okay, you can get a goal. The risk is okay, well, now your team's in a really bad spot.
There you go. I appreciate you that you didn't accept my false dichotomy.
No problem.
I appreciate you for saying both these. Yeah, both these things can have more to it. So with that in mind, I think we're going to close out the show here, Elias.
Absolutely.
I think we found some lovely, at least 4 minutes of wisdom.
Hey, that's and, what we're
aiming
for here.
Hey, you know what? Not bad. And your homework, I know there's other homework, so you can listen earlier for the other homework. But your homework is if there's an alter ego or like, I kind of want like our listeners to in the Discord to actually just in the general throw out like what kind of play styles do you have? Because I kind of broke up, like I said, this false dichotomy, right? This ultra adaptive reactive and this like super, I'm just going to charge forward. But like what are some of your tendencies when you're playing the game? Like is there some games that you walk in and you're like, okay, it's freestyle day, you know, and you just become like that's your play style. You're just this freestyle guy. Or there's other days you're like, I'm a shoot no matter what kind of person. Or other days where you're like, I'm passing, I'm actually going to try to pass this game, right? So I kind of want to get from our listeners what alter egos do they have sometimes when they play ranked. I think that'd be quite fun. Yeah, so with that, I'd like to thank Elias once again for coming on the show. Elias, you have any final thoughts to give to our listeners here?
Nothing crazy for today. I hope everyone has a great day, a great week, and thanks for having me.
There you go. Sorry for the show being so late, guys. You know what? Life happens, and this show is important, but it's not that serious, right? There are things that are more important than the show. I know. It's tough to say that as the host, but I just want everyone to know that, just a couple of things a little out of our control and priorities that had to be met, and I think it's totally fine that they were. So I will apologize for the show being late, but I'm also not mad about it. I hope you're not going to be too mad either. But yeah, thanks for listening, and I guess you'll if the next show doesn't get delayed, you'll hear from us pretty soon after this one is released. So there you go. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Adios, folks.